You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This game we play called Rattle Off. Lines are absolutely jam-packed. Now, contestant number one, named Montserrat, I've got to tell you something really, really weird, Montserrat. Yesterday, I was talking to a couple of different people about that name. And then,
oh, really?
Out of the blue, you call. So that's really strange.
Whoa, that's creepy.
Are you named after the island?
I'm named after the monastery in Spain. And the island is named after that.
Gotcha. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, I was telling Jeremy, there's a really cool music documentary that's coming out called Under the Volcano. And it's about the recording studio on the island of Montserrat down in the Caribbean. And how it got wiped out by a volcano. And all of these bands who recorded iconic music there. And I was just talking about that yesterday. And I look up on the screen, and there's a Montserrat calling us.
What are the odds?
Weird. Do you go by, like, a nickname at all?
No. Only Montserrat.
Good for you. Good for you.
It's an awesome name.
Because it's a beautiful name. What do you do?
I am an art advisor.
A what advisor?
Art advisor.
Art.
So I advise my clients what art to buy.
Yeah, you don't want to buy that. Nah, that one's ugly. Don't buy that one.
Pretty much, yes.
So you're pretty much a thumbs down on the dogs playing poker picture? You're not into that one? Or
not into that one, no.
So your clients are buying expensive pieces of art?
Yes.
Like,
very
how expensive?
In the millions.
Really?
What's your cut?
It depends on the clients and it depends on the piece.
In general.
How do you find your
it ranges.
How do you find your clients?
I used to work at an art gallery, and then now I'm private.
Independent? Or?
Yeah,
She's indie.
Good. That's... Like, I don't want to be too nosy. What's the most expensive piece of art somebody's purchased with your help?
Around $5 million.
$5 million.
What was that?
Yeah. It was an Andy Warhol.
Oh, sure, those are pricey.
What's your favorite piece that you have hanging on your own walls?
Nothing. I can't afford any of the pieces I like.
But you got to have something. It doesn't have to be a $1 million piece of art. You've got to have something that's your favorite.
I have a print that one of my best friends from college made. And it's not a very good one, but he's one of my best friends. And I know all the effort that he put into it. And I think that's one of my
favorite. That's very kind of you.
Now, isn't it interesting that, you know, because if anybody ever asked me, my favorite is going to be one that was made by my daughter-in-law. And it's like you said, I know what kind of love went into it. And it's abstract, which I like. I'm an abstract guy. So I love it.
Can you get me a Bob Ross? I hear they don't sell any of his paintings. They're like all cataloged and in boxes.
Yeah, I actually didn't know about that. Mm-hmm. I specialize in contemporary and post-war.
Oh.
And I guess Bob Ross could be in the category of contemporary, but, you know, it's more, less commercialized.
Okay.
Happy trees, right?
Happy trees.
Happy trees. Yeah. Montserrat, I've enjoyed talking with you. Now let's play the game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's how it works. We'll give you a category. You have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples. And in 10 seconds, what we're looking for are 5 famous people, we have to have heard of them, named Steve. 5 famous Steves, living or dead, it doesn't matter. Ready? And go.
Steve Jobs, Steve Irwin, Steve Harvey, Steve Aoki, and...
No!
Oh, no!
You got 4. Steve O.
No.
Steve-O.
Steve-O.
Steve McQueen, one of the coolest men of all time.
Darn it.
That was a good effort.
Yeah. Well,
back
to your art, I guess.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. There she goes. Next up is Nicole. Hello, Nicole. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Well, hello. What do you do?
I work for Comcast.
All right.
Good.
How long you work for them?
Almost 4 years.
You got any art on your walls?
I do not. Well, I have my kids' art.
Yeah.
And that's the one that touches your heart, right?
Well, exactly.
It's obligation art. You kind of feel like you're obligated to put it up.
Let me ask you something quickly, because we got a note from one of our listeners, and Jeremy and I, off the air, were just talking about whether or not we should make this one of our segments tomorrow. And it involves, in a way, art with a child, and the question of whether or not to be honest with your child about their skill level.
This is crap.
Yeah. I mean, can you be honest with your children, Nicole?
I think you should.
Depends on what age, though, right? Well, like, really? Like, if they're six and they draw you something for the fridge, and you're like, this is garbage.
This is crap, babe. Don't ever draw me
another. I'm putting this up.
You can always say it's interesting.
Well, then you're not.
Then you're just encouraging them to make more interesting art.
So, see, you're not going to crush their spirit, are you?
You got to say it's junk.
Everything's junk at 6 years old, though. Wonder if they grow up to be an artist, because you said something was interesting once.
Look at you. Glass half full.
Yeah, what if they grow up to be a starving artist for the rest of their lives?
Well, then they probably just made junk.
Yep, there's the junk.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I hope so. I was in line on Friday. I was in line yesterday. So
holy crap!
It's got to be the.
You got to get it.
Today is the day.
Right.
So anytime we do one about movies or movie stars or whatever, the rule is that you can only do one per franchise, right? So like you could only do one Indiana Jones movie, blah blah blah. So one per franchise. But since Jeff Bezos went to space this morning, we want five movies about space that are either set in or are about space. Ready? And go.
Underwater, Odyssey Space Voyage, Apollo 13.
Well, time is up.
You ever heard of Star Wars?
You may have heard of Star Wars or Star Trek.
I don't know underwater is.
What's underwater?
It's one with, what's her face? That was.
Her. She's good.
Oh, that one.
She's great.
You mean the one that had that one person in it?
Oh, yeah.
Kristen Stewart.
Yep. I'm looking at it right now. Came out last year.
You know, I feel terrible because you waited in line on Friday and yesterday.
Man.
Well, I guess tomorrow too, right?
Well, now you can only play once every like 30 or 45 days.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I could only win once every 30 or 45 days.
No, we have so many people who want to play that with... That's the rule with other games, but with Rattle Off, there's so many people who want to play that we've got to say once a month. So how about we talk to you in August?
Sounds good.
All right.
Don't be mad at us.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you. Thanks for being on the show. Hello, Chris.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hey. What do you do, Chris?
I manage Five Guys.
Hey, Five Guys. I was going to open up a little food truck that served fries and call it Fry Guys, and I always wondered if the Five Guys would sue me.
You'd be so sued.
Think so? Well, we're running behind on time, so I guess we got to jump right into this. Chris, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
10 seconds. We're looking for five different types of apples. Mm. Five different types of apples. Can you do it? Ready and go.
Sour apple, green apple, Cranapple.
No, no is the answer. No, you cannot.
Granny Smith, Honey Crisp, the Fuji Apple, the Red
Pink,
Delicious.
Pink Lady. The old Pink Lady.
For sure.
Sorry, Chris.
Listen, they don't sell a lot of apples at Five Guys, do they?
Mm-mm. They do not.
I'm glad you called us, buddy. Thanks for listening. Have a good day, okay?
You too.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was an easy one.
I thought so, but... Man. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, guys.
Good morning,
hey, Aaron. What do you do?
Good morning. I am a loan processor for mortgages.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. It's good. Pretty busy time, isn't it?
It is. And today is my 32nd birthday.
Oh, you're so old.
Oh, man. I think
you're so old.
I think it's my turn to do the two-word birthday song, too. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice. What are you doing for your birthday?
We actually just pulled up to Waterworld.
Hey, there you go.
Waterworld.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you going to go in or are you just going to hang out in the parking lot?
Well, I thought I'd talk to you guys first.
All right. Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah, you don't get wrinkly fingers talking to us. Mm-mm. So.
That's true.
Sunscreen, Aaron. SPF like 60 or something, okay?
I know, I'm a ginger, too. I gotta...
Oh, man, you might as well just put a sweater on and a blanket.
Mm-hmm. You should just
be
dig
careful.
A hole, get in it, and pull the dirt over you and everything. Yeah,
yeah. You should maybe go somewhere else today.
Go to a movie.
Go to the mall.
bless your heart. Now we're really behind. You ready to play?
Yep, I'm ready.
You can do this. The letter is R, as in robot, radar, Ralph. Letter R. We need five traditional girls' names that start with the letter R. Five traditionally female names that begin with R. Ready? And go.
Riley, Rianne, Rebecca, Rhonda, Ricky.
Count that because of Ricky Lee Jones, the singer, and you are a winner!
Yeah, best birthday ever!
Yeah!
Yeah, girl!
Birthday girl wins! Mm.
Nice.
Well, now you can be all happy at Waterworld today, okay?
Yeah, you just made my day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Was it winning the prize or was it getting the two-word birthday song? What was the best?
Oh, definitely the birthday song.
If you will stand by, Josh is going to come back and tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.